my plans, break them. The moon ain't gonna wait. I've got that pedal down and I'm headed out your way. I'll flash my headlights and you'll flash that wild smile. Climb up on your side and slide over while I drive. One hand on the wheel, one arm around you. You're giving me all the feels. Maybe feeling it too. Let's get the wind.
You just heard a snippet of the brand new single, What You Doin' Tonight, the latest single from Ottawa's own multi-award nominated band, Rivertown Saints. It is a power-driven single that highlights the band's incredible harmonies that we all know and love. It is sure to have diehard fans singing along and winning over scores of new fans. Here to talk about the brand new single is lead singer Chase Kasnier. Well, Mr. Chase, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Really good. Great to have you back.
Thank you so much.
You guys have been busy playing live shows.
Yeah, the whole summer was packed. And it was great to be back out there. So
pretty special. We're going to get into all that. So how has it been for you this year, going from COVID, then turning around and doing your first release earlier this year, and then really coming into this in September? Wow, you guys are doing amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been different for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But the reactions have all been very positive, and you know, it's everybody's just very excited for movement and new things to be happening, you know. So,
well, we always say when Rivertown Saints have something new coming out, we are just all right there and just so excited for the new music. But man, I'm telling you, you've been such an amazing addition.
Thank you so much.
You give something really different when it comes to your vocals, because it's a different feel, but it also opens up so much more for the band to be able to write new music, but in a different way too, right?
Yeah, definitely. We've definitely been starting to get into the writing process a little bit more mm-hmm. than before. So, you know, the songs are more us to say, you know, than they are when you just get pitches from different people and, you know,
mm-hmm.
But it's very nice to be able to play your own songs, and it's easy to feel them and sing them the right way, because you know what the emotions were when you were writing them or what ideas took place, you know what I mean? So it's
nice feeling.
Yeah, it's great.
Really nice feeling. Well, we are so grateful for the new music you guys are putting out. It has been a tough haul for the band, you know, losing two original band members and to endure that kind of loss. And, you know, it couldn't have been easy for anybody. And then having the decision to keep the band together and then bringing on a new lead singer. And what was it like for you auditioning from your point of view for the Rivertown Saints?
Well, it was nerve-wracking to say the least. But I never really did anything like that, so I didn't really know what I was expecting
mm-hmm.
when I walked in. So they basically just gave me a list of songs to rehearse and, you know the lyrics to, so I could at least do some sort of rehearsal with them and see what I had. So I think one of them was Drink in My Hand. We had a couple of the old Rivertown Saints songs, like Little Bit Goes a Long Way, Cherry Bomb, Woke Up Like This, just a couple of different tunes like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we, you know, we played for 2 days the first time I went down, and the second time I came down, we played for 1 day, and then we went for dinner the next. And I think the next time I went down, they told me that I had one more audition left, and then unfortunately in between the two last auditions Dan passed away.
Oh, I know. It just I can't even imagine what it was like for the band and for you, you know, to go through
I only met him for the couple of weeks that we were rehearsing, but it was you know, he was such a great guy. He made that much of an impact on me in that little time, you know. So
He had on the whole music industry, and you know, he was just such a pleasure to talk to, and just an incredible soul. And that was a huge loss for everyone. Yeah, I can't imagine coming in during that time. It must have been like just a pack of nerves for you.
Well, it was, but they took a step back and said, you know, we're gonna call you if we, you know, continue on, or, just because they didn't really know what to do. So I was completely understanding. I kind of went back to normal life for a little bit, and started working. And then they gave me a call and said, we want to do this again. So,
I'm so glad. I am so glad
you're the guy.
because you fit perfectly.
Thank you
Your
so much. Yeah.
vocals are just so incredible, but they give that extra too. And it just, as I said, it opens up something new that the band's able to do, when it comes to the writing process and being able to tailor make a song to what your vocals are capable of doing. And it's just, you are a powerhouse and you've just got that grit that we just, I love that stuff. And
Thank you.
you bring that real blues, that real blues rock kind of vibe to the music. So what's your musical background?
Well, there's a couple of things that, like, my mother was always a Brad Paisley, Tim McGraw, Shania Twain, Carrie Underwood fan, Faith Hill, those type of artists. So that's always what I grew up listening to. And my dad was Elvis and Tony Bennett and, a couple different artists like that, and Marty Robbins and stuff like that. So I have a little bit of diversity in what I listen to. And I obviously listen to lots of current music, of course.
Which is great too, for the
Yeah, it's
band.
all great. Yeah, I listen to pop, I listen to country, and I listen to rap, whatever's popular, So it's nice, like I try and bring everything that I hear that is somewhat doing, good and people are enjoying, and try and implement it in what we're doing. And that's as far as my background. That's kind of, I didn't really have a musical background, so it was like, other than family wise, like I didn't play music until the last couple of years. So
Well, fans that I know that when we did the interview back in May, some of them might have heard, but so maybe for some of the new ones, who your grandmother is and, that whole story, that comes into play and the, I don't know, like just the role model that she was for you, going into all this.
yeah, definitely. She had a huge part in Shania Twain, as I think you know. And yeah, she had a lot to say on, she was actually the one that convinced me to do it. She said that you only get one chance, and if you get it, might as well take it. So
Do you remember the first time you ever sang in front of them and that they ever even realized that you had that great of a voice?
Not really, to be honest with you, but I think it was just over the years I got a little bit more comfortable singing, like in the car to the music that was playing and things like that. So it was slow, but she knew I could sing, and I don't know, I just had a little bit of stage fright and just never really thought of being a singer
Yeah, because
until,
you had no interest, did you?
no,
To go
not at
into
all.
music whatsoever. And then here
Yeah,
you are. Look at you.
exactly. Yeah, what actually made me do it was my mother. There's this Christmas concert that we have here in our hometown every 4 years, I think it is, and she wasn't sure if we were going to still be living here when the next one came around. So she convinced me to do it, and that was the first time I ever sang in front of people or on the stage or anything like that. And
It's
then I think,
not
oh yeah,
easy.
it was nerve-wracking, but I made it through. I think I sang "Whiskey Glasses" by Morgan Wallen. Not very Christmassy, but people enjoyed it,
But
so
that suits your
it's
voice
yes, it does.
really
And
well.
it was really fun to sing. So,
Well, I am
but
so glad. So glad.
yeah.
Because it's such a unique place to be, to never have that desire to even do this. And then all of
Yeah,
a sudden you're
exactly.
out doing all this now.
Well, it wasn't much longer after that concert. I think it was maybe 6 months, and then I was in Rivertown Saints.
Jeez, what a start.
So yeah, it was fast, but it was I enjoyed
Talk about hitting the ground running.
it.
Now you did, like I know you have so much to offer as a writer yourself. Do you remember what it was like sitting down for the writing session in Nashville and getting introduced to the people in the industry and what that was like for you?
Yeah, that was also very nerve-wracking. It was fun though, and you got used to it and you got comfortable with the people that were in the room. because you know they have big, like, they're big names, they have big rights, they have lots of stuff behind them, right? So you want to impress them or at least keep up, so you know you don't really look like you're slacking.
Yeah, but you came in and you wrote like
Yeah,
one of the best singles for Rivertown Saints.
thank
And
you.
it's like right off the bat, Slow Kiss, you did that. And it's just like that was released, what, last year, wasn't it? Yeah, and that
I
was
think
your
it was
first song
2 years
ever on
ago.
radio.
But yes, yeah, it was for my first single ever, first song I've ever recorded too, like professionally.
Gosh,
Yeah.
how do you figure, where the writing capability came from? If you had no interest in music whatsoever, didn't want to sing, and then all of a sudden here you are a lead singer and you're writing hit records right out of the
Well,
gate.
yeah, you know, it comes down to also who you have behind you and who you have in the room with you.
True,
'Cause I
that's
didn't write
true.
these songs completely on my own. It was I think there was three other people in the room. Dave Thompson, he was also there. He came up with the idea of, being in a car and driving around. And then we kind of just went from there, and I had an idea of, where I kind of wanted to go with it. And my dad had a Trans Am when he was younger,
Nice.
so we kind of just used that. And, we went with it. But yeah,
That's really
you
cool.
bounce ideas off each other, and it just comes through. But I feel like I also get that part from my father, because he likes to write just in general, like poems or whatever he thinks of. Like, he writes stuff down all the time. So it's like I probably get some sort of writing skill from him.
Yeah, it helps
Yeah.
when you're able to put words together and phrases together and being able to pull out the meaning that you want behind a
Yes.
lyric. And that takes a lot of talent. That just doesn't come naturally. You've got to really, really work at that craft. And it's pretty amazing. I'm so excited for you when you did Slow Kiss because that was such a cool song. And to have that on the radio, to hear that for the first time, what was it like for you to be able to hear that song for the very first time, to hear yourself on radio?
Well, it was a lot of people have asked me this question, and it's very hard to answer, because it's the first time I heard it, I almost didn't know. And like, I was listening to it, and I was like, oh. And then like, I was kind of just numb. I was like, oh, that's cool. And then the next time I heard it, I was like, oh yeah, that's just every time I heard it, like 3 or 4 times, and then it finally kicked in. I was like, yeah, that's pretty surreal. That's
Yeah.
Every, because I thought about everybody else who may be listening to that channel at the same time as I was, so it's just
Yeah, because
that's the
you weren't
thing about
prepared for it either, were you? Because you didn't
it.
know it was coming on or anything like that.
No, not at all. And I think the first couple of times I heard it, I was kind of in shock, so I didn't feel anything, so.
It's cool though. It's really cool. First time, on radio, first time in Nashville, first time singing live performances. Like it was a
Yeah.
first all the way around for you, so that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's been a fun ride in the last 2 years, I think it has been now, so.
When you think about it, it is so rare. I was thinking about this last night, when I was getting ready to do the interview, and I went, man, it is so rare for anybody to sit down for a first time to do a co-write and have that recorded. It is so rare.
Yeah. That's a lot of people actually have said that to me. Every guy in the band has said that to me too. They're like, that doesn't happen, so
No
they're like,
way.
don't get used to it. This is kind of what they were implying.
Man, that is so cool. Well, it's pretty awesome and pretty incredible. So you should be really proud of everything that you're doing. Is it getting easier for you now doing the live performances?
Yes, it was never really difficult. It was just a matter of learning. And because I, of course, I just started, so I had to kind of figure out what my shtick was when I was on stage. And I feel like I kind of found that
I think
over this
so.
summer.
I think you
Yeah, so it's just
have.
we played a lot of shows this summer, so it was very nice to be able to actually get some chemistry going with the guys, because we didn't play for a while, so.
Well, it's hard for everybody because when you guys were just hitting the mat, getting ready, to be reintroduced as Rivertown Saints, and then the pandemic hits, and you guys weren't able to even get into the studio together. and then to be doing the writing and just to even feel your way out, you know, knowing that the new single was going to be coming out, and for you to have to be able to play live and the band, you know, that was a real tough spot for all the bands because they were worried about, are we still going to have the same thing, the same energy, the same feel for the audience? How are they going to take it? I know that was in May. You guys hadn't really done much at that point yet. I think you'd only done one or two shows.
Yeah, not many. I think it was, one or two or three.
Mm-hmm. But harder for you because they've played together. But
yeah,
harder
they,
for you
they kind of
in.
Just jump back on the bike and go for it, right? So it was, it was definitely different. But we did play together.
Some
drive-ins. Every chance we could.
Yeah.
Like, well, not even that. Just rehearsing, you know, in any space that we could.
Mm-hmm.
Just so that when we did come back that we weren't rusty and, you know, and we did play a couple of shows throughout COVID, but they were drive-ins.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of like little COVID-friendly parties,
mm-hmm.
that were like, you know, in restaurants or whatever, but that was,
Well, you also did a couple shows that you were doing remotely, but you weren't playing to any live audience.
Yes, we did.
You were doing those too. Yeah. I know that that might have actually been a good thing for you, knowing that the band had not been able to play live because everybody was kind of feeling each other out again. Because everybody gets the jitters when they haven't played live for quite a while. But it was good for you, for the fans to be able to see you being welcomed, you know, with open arms by them, as well as the industry, as well as the band. And I think that's just been a pretty remarkable process for you.
Yeah, it's definitely been nice to have everybody help me along throughout this process because it was definitely hard to figure out all by myself.
Holy.
Guys in the band have been very helpful also. They kind of, you know, just I had to figure out how to be a showman, but they helped me with everything else. So
yeah, because that takes practice too. That's a different kind of a feeling because you're going out there singing the songs that the fans know really well.
And you got to play like there's 1,000 people, even if there's two, right? So
yeah, and when you've not done that before, that's kind of hard. They can tell you that, but it doesn't really sink in. But what I've seen, you've been an absolute natural, and that should give you some kind of comfort right there, because we're hard critics out here, really hard critics, and we love you. Man, you guys are really on a roll this year.
Yeah, it's been very fun, you know, and thank you so much for having me again. Once again, it's been
every
been
time
so fun so far. So
every time. Now you guys truly are a band, a brotherhood, and it's so exciting to see that new energy within the band after such hardships that you guys have gone through together and sharing the same dream. Like you said, this is Rivertown Saints 2.0 and something totally new. What are the influences of each of the band members? Can you go through that?
I could probably figure that out. The influences of Chris, he is a diehard Eagle fan.
Mm-hmm.
And Eddie Money and Loverboy and things like that. It's just he likes the older music.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely his vibe. Jeremy is pop punk, I'd say.
Okay.
But he also does like his country and he likes good music. So if you show him a song that's really good, he doesn't care the genre.
Mm-hmm.
But he definitely likes his pop punk music. And, well, you know what? Everybody except for me, I likes the pop punk music. I can do some, but I wasn't raised on type of music, right? So it took me a little bit to get used to. But Joe likes that too, so.
Yeah, because it's every genre that's coming into country music now.
Yep.
And it's just that those influences are crossing over so much. And it's such it's a new kind of country, you know, where the new fans, the younger fans, are really getting a taste of some of the classics, and they're getting used to some of the new stuff coming out that is classic country, but also, you know, these different genres that are breaking through. But yeah, I can really feel that anthem, like when you're listening to the vocals, the background vocals in your music, the new music this year, you can really hear it's like a stadium live performance, which is really new for you guys.
Yeah, that's kind of exactly what we were going for, was that vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted to be loud and almost kind of unfiltered in that kind of way, kind of like the old music was, if that makes any sense. You know,
it
like
does.
There wasn't, it, like you heard it on the radio. It came out very hard sounding, and that's kind of what we wanted. Very country, but rock sound, you know?
Well, the snippet that we played earlier, we're going to get into all of that song and play it for everybody. But, you know, when I've heard that one, the brand new single that you guys got out right now, it sounded like it was recorded live. And that's hard to do.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're going for too, yeah.
And you guys did it. Now, you've got another special person in your family. I don't think you've seen or got to know him all that well, but that's Brian John Harwood. We just had him on the show.
Yeah, I did. We just played the Jason Blaine golf tournament together.
Oh, very cool. What was that like to finally sit down with him?
It was good. Yeah, it was definitely good. He also knew that we were related.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's such a great guy.
Oh, gosh, he is such a special soul.
Oh, he's so great. We went out on a boat for the afternoon before the show at Jason Blaine's tournament there. And
bass fishing?
No, we went wake surfing, actually, and me and him both did it. So, yeah.
That doesn't surprise me.
There was 12 people on the boat. We were the only two.
Well, good for you. Good for you. Yeah, because I know he likes to take everybody else out on the bass boats to go bass fishing.
Yes, yeah. Unfortunately, I don't think it was around his stomping grounds. I'm not really sure.
Oh, right. Where he lives. That's right. It was Pembroke, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. But they did great. What was it like for you to play that show? Because I think Elise Saunders was there too, right?
Yes, she was, yeah. And it was fantastic. We played it once before. And that was my second show ever.
You poor thing.
Yeah, that was before COVID. So, but that was a blast too. I think it was 3 years ago now.
Yeah,
two or something.
It's been that long, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has.
Yeah,
and it was great. And this time it was even, you know, it was even better because it was outside, and everybody just, you could either choose to play golf or just hang out. And
Chris, you know, didn't hang out Chris didn't run around the nude or anything, did he? Like he did on the video.
No, he did not.
That was such a fun
video. He kept
his
pants on.
Oh my God. Yeah. That was so funny. I was not expecting that. I figured they would haze you and make you do that video, that part of the video.
Yeah, I know. He was all for it. He wanted that money shot. So
he wanted the money shot. Yeah. Oh man. Well, that was the single that you guys released earlier. The one that we're talking about was the summer anthem, Long Time Coming In, that you just released earlier this year. That is such a fun song. And what a great opportunity for you guys just to be able to break out, you know, for after the pandemic and being able to lead into some new live shows, because you guys didn't really know, none of us knew whether or not the live shows were even going to go on at that point.
Yeah, we had no idea, but we gauged it in a way is that when we the first lift of the lockdowns, we put Long Time Coming into process to go to radio, because
perfect,
we kind of figured if it's going to happen, it's going to happen now. You know, if it's going to, the COVID's going to go away per se, it'll be now. So we guessed and it worked.
You gauged that one right. You gauged that one right.
It kind of just kept going up until now. Things are seeming to look a little bit worse in Canada, but before they lifted everything and, you know, everybody was having a good time and it really was a long time coming. So people could relate to that. And I feel like that did a lot for the single.
Well, man, you guys did, you killed it on the streaming platforms for Long Time Coming. It went so well that you guys have done so many things, like Party Cove even picked you up in Nashville too. I remember that.
Yep.
And exactly. So many different playlists. You guys have just been killing it for the live streams for that single.
Yeah, it was, it just kept going up and up and up, and we were just, oh, we couldn't be happier.
Well, as I said, your voice is killer and you definitely know it's you. And that's what's so nice. When I hear your vocals, I definitely know it's distinct, and I can read it right away. And I love it. Absolutely love your voice. Really cool.
Thank you. That's exactly what my dad said too. He said, you know, other people, they blend in. He said, when you hear your voice, it's, you know, who it is.
Well, you sound like you talk.
Yeah,
like
a little bit.
That, yeah, you've got that deep voice. You have a great radio voice. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Just saying. Just saying.
Well, you know what? Maybe one day.
You just never know, right?
You
just
know.
Never know. It must have been a blast being able to finally get out there and perform that song. Tell us what it was like performing it for the first time.
A Long Time Coming was, where did I play that for the very first time? I think it was, geez, it may have been Pembroke as well. I think it was Pembroke though, because that was our first drive-in show. And we had Long Time Coming ready for it.
Nice.
So yeah, that was the first one. And you know, it was nerve wracking too, because it was the new song, right? I didn't want to fumble or, you know, go off key or something that was going to make people not think it's good. And then that turns them off for the rest of the single. Right. So, but it all went over smoothly, and it has, thank God, every time since. So we've been
so much pressure with the lead singer, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It's so bad. People are like, all you have to do is remember the lyrics. It's like, yes, but remembering lyrics when everybody's looking at you. And
but you know what? Because all the pressure goes on you, you know, and you see that in every single band. It's the lead singer, and if they don't deliver, they'll go, oh my God, these guys aren't as good as they used to be. Or, you know, it's just, it all falls on you, and it's terrible.
Exactly.
It's like a goalie in hockey, you know?
That's it. I was going to give that reference too. That's exactly it.
All the pressure goes on if the puck goes past him. So talk about writing this one, because I know Jason Blaine was a part of it.
This one we wrote in Nashville, and we just went to Jason's house in the morning around 9 o'clock. So that was the first time I met him, and we got to know each other for a bit in the morning. We just talked and sang a couple of songs and warmed up a bit. And then we went inside and into his studio, hung out for a bit. He showed us some new music that he was working on. And I think he was like, man, this has really been a long time coming.
Perfect.
And we were all like, bing, you know, it was kind of like one of those moments. And so we all went outside and cracked a beer, because that's just what we do.
Of course. Is there a kind of beer that you like in particular?
I like all beer, to be honest with you. But my favorite would probably be Banquet.
I haven't tried that one.
Yeah, Coors Banquet. It's the yellow can. I like Coors Light as well. But
I do too. You know,
I like craft beer that's not too hoppy, because the guys in the band, they always like their craft beer, no matter what.
Well, because every time they go to the show, whatever beer comes in that's local.
Yes, they try and get whatever local brewery is around. So
I remember you saying, I don't like it.
Yeah, it's like, I'll drink the lighter ones, but I can't drink any like dark beer. So especially before stage, I'll be burping up a storm. So it's just,
not good.
It's not what you want to hear. People bought tickets just to hear me burp. No.
Well, Jason Blaine is an amazing country artist, but man, you know, he's somebody that would be great to sit down and talk to, because he's so welcoming. And he's
such a humble human being.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah, he actually even invited us, because he had two buddies coming up from Canada, actually, that are on the pro circuit for bass fishing.
Oh, really?
And yeah, it was kind of like the song wrote itself, because we got halfway through the day, it was done. And then we went out and did exactly what the song said, went out on the boats and drank beer.
Oh, yes, because you went to Hickory Lake.
Yes, actually,
in Tennessee,
that's
or something, exactly, right?
Yep.
I don't know why I just remembered that.
that's crazy that you know that. That's awesome.
Well, that was a great end to a week for you guys, because, you know, just being able to let loose and enjoy in life, it's literally where the song comes from, right?
Yeah, exactly. It was perfect.
The blur and who did what, you know, for this one, you know, when it comes to Jeremy, I remember Jeremy doing a really amazing guitar riff to this one.
Yeah, I think it was him who made the, because I think all three of them had the guitars out, Jason, Chris, and Jeremy, and they were playing back and forth with different stuff, and I think, I can't remember specifically, but someone came up with that, and then Jason kind of came up with the melody, like just You know, he kind of,
Such a fun song.
it's so crazy how it just literally wrote itself. It was so good.
You'll love it when those happen, right?
Oh, it was amazing. It was done by probably 1 o'clock, and then we went out fishing.
Yeah, see, you know when you sit in a room and you're comfortable with somebody, they can read your personality too. And for
Exactly, yeah.
Jason to get to know you and know what your voice can do, and you know, to be able to see where you're comfortable, where your
Yeah, he's
pocket
such a
is.
great writer too. Yeah, he knew exactly what was going on. He was not worried. He was like, yeah, we'll write this by one and go fishing, and
Jason's going,
everything will be
oh,
fine.
thank God, the pressure's off of me right now. Well, because it's got to be nerve-wracking going into a write like that. And the video, too, that you guys did for this.
Yeah, the
See,
video,
I start laughing the moment I started thinking about it because it was just so much fun to watch.
it was definitely fun to make too. It was that I think that yeah, that was my first music video ever.
Oh,
Well,
was
of course,
it really? Oh,
yeah.
my God.
So Jeremy was the director,
Well, he
so it
produced it
was
too, didn't he?
he did, yes, he did. He
Gosh,
did a
he's a
great
talented
job.
guy.
Yeah,
Talented
I
guy.
know. Jack of all trades.
Well, they're handy to have on in a band,
Absolutely.
right? That just, you know what, you guys play off of each other's strengths, and that's what makes it so cool. When you see the ideas that come out of you guys, it's pretty cool.
Absolutely. That's why they call it a band, you know, we all work together.
That's right. That's right. That special brotherhood. Okay, so we are going to play this song right now. So I love this song. So let's play the summer hit single, Long Time Coming, by Canadian country band Rivertown Saints, right here on Music's Journey on 91.3 FM Blue Water Radio.
Bullets on ice in a Bass Pro cooler. Cold one chilling in my right hand. Summer sun shining in the big blue sky. Fold out chair parked in the sand. A couple good friends and a guitar strumming. This good time's been a long time coming. On the water like a parking lot party, standing room only on a big pontoon. Couple beach bunnies in string bikinis, throwing us waves on a new Sea-Doo. 3, 2, 1, here we go, shotgunning. This good time's been a long time coming. Long time, long time, working and waiting for the sunshine. Sweet thing, looking so fine. She's all mine. Little SPF, lower back rubbing. This good time's been a long time coming. Sunset sinking down into the river. Some sweet smoke rolling through the air. A little tipsy kiss, it tastes like whiskey. Heating up the buzz that's already there. Nothing like a summertime moonlight loving. This good time's been a long time coming. Long time, long time, working and waiting for the sunshine. Sweet thing, looking so fine. Smiling at me, cause she's all mine. Little SPF, lower back rubbing. This good time's been a long time coming. Time coming.
I am your host, Kim Sear, and that was Long Time Coming by my very special guest, Chase Kasnier, for the Rivertown Saints. Boy, what a hit song this one was, and it's still climbing the charts. It's still going, and you know, it's just amazing to see. I think you guys are going to find this new music is going to be such a hit, And I think it's going to be a podium moment for you, especially with your new single.
You know, I'm really hoping so, because this last one has gave us a little bit more, little bit of momentum, you know, to get off the ground again after COVID. So this next single that's coming out, hopefully continue that climb, and we can continue to see some positive numbers.
Well, I think there's not going to be any issue when it comes to that. So you guys have had such an amazing reputation for the energetic live shows and all of those rich vocal harmonies, you know, for the good time vibes for the Saints. And it's the only way I can say it. I just feel like you guys are just getting started.
You know, I would say that we are just getting started for sure.
Yeah, because I think there's so much more coming from you. The best is yet to be seen. Like, you guys are just evolving and just developing all these great new sounds and just great tunes. It's just incredible.
Thank you. Yeah, it's you know, we took a lot of time and thought when COVID hit, because we knew that we'd have a lot of spare time to change things up and kind of come out with a big bang.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a big part of it, was making sure that our songs were different and our vibe was going to be the same, because we didn't want to lose any energy.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't want to be the only thing that was known to us was be the party band anymore. We wanted to be the guys that sound super good and play super good and also can rock your faces off.
And, exactly.
You know, kind of thing like
that, so. I think that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, you guys are just getting started on what you guys are going to be bringing forward when it comes to this new music. Now, you guys have been playing the summer drive-ins, of course, you know, socially distancing. You did Pembroke and Huntsville and Manitoulin. You did the Crooks Rapids. You did the Windy Road, Port Perry, Big Brothers and Sisters. You did Carp Fair, Rockin' Country by your, you know, that's your hometown. What was it like for you to play in your hometown?
Yeah, that one was, my dad actually put that concert on just so that we could come to our hometown and actually get something going on.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, he made it all happen. Thanks to him, you know, love the guy for that.
Must have been special though to play that one.
It was, you know, it was a long time coming for sure, because we wanted to play the first year that I got in the band just so that we could, you know, do it in a place that I was comfortable and figure something out.
Mm-hmm.
But there was no space, and like, even for Canada Day, there was no event that went down anymore, so it was hard to find a spot to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of had to make one, and it turned out great. You know, there was a lot of people. Everybody drove in their vehicles, and everything was COVID friendly, and you know, it was just super super fun to play in front of all the people that I knew.
Was it like for your family to see you play?
They love it. I can see it, and I love when they're there, just because it gives me some sort of lift and support, just to know that someone's out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, watching, and it's
pretty big milestones.
They come whenever they can.
Pretty big milestones for you.
Yeah, I definitely agree. It's awesome.
So Rivertown Saints have a lot of shows in the past few years, including millions of YouTube videos, Spotify streams. You've had top 10 hit with their single Bonfire, CCMA nominations, CMAO, and Canadian Radio Music Awards, tours with Tim Hicks, Kit Moore, and large scale festivals. And you know what? You guys are just killing it. You were track of the month for June and July this year. So yeah, lots to be proud of.
Yeah, that's amazing.
When you listen back to it, you can see what you've done. So yeah, pretty incredible. What is the favorite thing for you guys to do amongst the guys to kill time when you're on the road?
We definitely make fun of each other a lot. Like an absurd amount.
I knew you'd be good for that.
Yeah, it's,
thank God.
we literally just bicker at each other, but in like a funny way, the entire drive, or you know, whatever we're doing, even when we're just rehearsing. It takes us our set's an hour, and it takes us 5 hours to get through a rehearsal, because
who's the most ruthless when it comes to the joking? Joe.
Joe, for sure. And he's super witty, so like, he always gets you when nobody thinks anything's gonna be said. So it's always a gut shot. It's good.
Do you remember one that was really good?
I don't, because they're all just, and they're all super, like, bad. Like,
oh, come on, give us some dirt. Come on.
Oh, I know. I wish I could. It's just, I can't even think of what he said because he's that witty. It's just, sometimes he manipulates the, like, oh, it's so funny.
He's one of those people that you stand in line and it doesn't matter where he is. He's got something. He's going to come out with something, yeah. No matter where he is.
Yeah. Absolutely. It doesn't matter who you are. He'll get you.
Oh, man. Have you ever had anything done to you yet? Have they ever played any practical jokes on you?
A couple. I've been woken up to them videoing me, like when they're about to prank me, you know, like I catch them kind of in the act. So I know something's going on. So I get up and, you know, but they try. I'm not easy. They try.
Now, you were supposed to send me a video of Chris dancing, remember? Because you say he's like a robot.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, he is like a robot.
And I never got that. I was supposed to put it up on the article, and I never got that. I was like, oh, I'm gonna remind you, because I was looking forward to putting that one up.
Oh, I need to go back in the archives there to find that, but I think I can find that for you, and I'll send it over.
Sounds good. Okay, so talk to us about the brand new single, What You Doing Tonight?
Well, it's out now on all streaming platforms, and the video is coming out very soon. Yeah, so that's going to be fun. We have a video made for that one.
Do you know when the video's coming out?
We don't at this point. I think it's sometime next week. We just have to nail down some final touches, because it's, you know, it's got a lot of stuff going on in it, so it's
very cool. Whose idea was it for the production for this one?
We have a director, Olette, I think his last name is, and we all got on a Zoom call, everybody in the band, and him, and we kind of just went over some ideas. And it took us a couple of weeks, but we finally nailed one down.
Mm.
And so we were all a part of the process of figuring out what the idea of the video was going to be.
Very cool. What about the writing for this one? Who was on it?
The writing was actually not us for this one. This one was pitched to us, I think it was like a month after I joined the band. So we've had it in our pockets for a while. I think it was written by Tebe.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and Danik from Emerson Drive.
Yeah, he's good. He's good.
Yeah, he's great. So I think they wrote it, and yeah, they pitched it to us a while ago, and
perfect.
Nothing
song
ever
for
came
you.
Of it. So
perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
Song
that
for you.
We went back and we looked at it, and we were like, "Wow, this
right
is
right up your alley."
Yeah.
Here is What You Doing Tonight with the incredible Rivertown Saints here on Music's Journey.
You got plans, break them. The moon ain't gonna wait. I've got that pedal down and I'm headed out your way. I'll flash my headlights and you'll flash that wild smile. Climb up on your side and slide over while I drive. One hand on the wheel, one arm around you. You're giving me all the feels. If you're feeling it too, let's get the wind. Sweet spot, make sure you're wearing something you don't mind taking off. Hang it up on a limb when it gets too hot, in case you wanna jump in, baby, ready or not. We'll be right back.
glass. Let's get some drink in your cup. Baby, lay your kisses on me. Burn like the stars and chase the fire in your eyes. Let's get the wind in your hair and fly down in old black Ford. Come on, a little piece of paradise. Let's get some drink in your cup. Baby, lay your kisses on me.
Kisses on me.
Burn like the stars and chase the fire in your eyes.
I am your host, Kim Sear, and that was What You Doing Tonight. And that is one of Canada's favorite country bands, the Rivertown Saints. I love the stadium feel to the song. I said that earlier. And just the background vocals behind you, it makes it sound like it was recorded live. It is just so brilliantly done.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it was such a fun time making it as well. You know, it was, we made it pretty simple at the start and layered and layered and layered stuff in the background just because we could.
Mm-hmm.
we kind of listened to it. We're like, yeah, we can add that, and then we can add more. We can make it more. We can make it bigger.
And very cool effect. Very cool effect to the song.
It all came out perfect. I think it sounds great. So.
Well, I just have a funny feeling about this one. I knew I did with the first one. I told you guys that back in May, that you know this one was going to hit the top of the charts. But I the song has got such incredible harmonies, and it's just so perfectly done. And it's just, I said, it's right up the wheelhouse. And I think everybody's looking forward to a song like this just to hang on to those, you know, the nice weather, cranking down the windows, that cool, fun vibe. And this is just a perfect song for you guys.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you so much. It definitely fit the vibe of our next release. That's what everybody agreed on, because we have new content that we're planning on releasing,
mm-hmm.
but it's very different. It's a good different.
I can't wait.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be fun.
You gotta send it over so I can take a sneak peek, so I can just kind of, yeah.
Yeah, awesome. I think we can arrange something like that. Yeah.
Well, it's nice to put in the article too, because you guys have got your full-length album coming up, and you guys are working really hard on that, and that's coming out, what, 2022? Early 2022?
Yes.
Or?
Well, it's gonna come out as soon as possible.
Mm.
But we are, yeah, we're just working on that, getting songs done, getting them ready, just trying to find out the right ones so that it fits the vibe of what's going on.
Pretty cool. Well, we cannot wait. I'm sure there's going to be some slow stuff in there. I'm looking forward to that and seeing that diversity with you guys and seeing what those vocals can do, you know, because I can't wait to hear you behind a ballad.
Yeah, I can't wait to make one. So that's going to be
very cool. So you've got the video that's going to be coming out towards the end of October. It might actually be next week, you said. So that's cool. So we want to remind everybody, you can purchase What You Doing Tonight, and you can download it, and you can put it onto all the streaming platforms, share it on your playlists, and you can request it to be added to rotation at your local country radio station. So show all kinds of love to this one. Such a fantastic song. I know that you guys are gearing up for the release, but you guys are going to Nashville. You guys are going to be heading out too, right?
Yes, we're actually going to be there Monday.
Oh, and so
next week.
Yeah, you got Patricia Conroy out there, and you've got Jason Blaine. Yeah. You got Phil Barton's going to be out there too, right?
Yeah, I think he's there. I'm not quite sure what exactly all of the days of who we're writing with every day, but I know Patricia's in there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Jason is on the Thursday, I think. And yeah, it's going to be super fun to get back there. It's been, I don't know, it's been a year and a half.
Wow. Yeah, I guess it has been that long, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been a very long time. So.
Well, you guys are recording at Studio 21, right?
Yes.
Which is really cool. And you're working with Sam. Talk about the production end of it and working with him.
It's incredible. He just kind of gets us, if that makes any sense. He gets our vibe, and it was just smooth sailing. And it's nice to have his kind of intake on, because he's been very successful in his other genres.
Mm-hmm.
It's just nice to get his take on rock and kind of the grungy sound that you know, everybody kind of likes, you know. So he,
I do. I'm such a fan. I'm such a fan of that sound. I can't help it. As soon as I hear it, it's like, oh man, I love it. You know, whenever I'm watching any of the different shows, the music shows, because I've had a lot of the voice winners on, you know, the show. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I hear that, it's like, no, they're going to win.
Yeah.
Every time they do. So, yeah, you'd be right up there. You'd win the voice, no problem.
I don't know, but there's lots of talented people that are on that show. Mm-hmm. But I'd definitely give it a shot if I had the chance.
Well, I'm telling you. You might manifest that one out there too. You just never know.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, are you okay to do a couple burning questions?
Yeah, sure.
All right. So favorite Canadian artist on radio today?
I love James Barker's voice.
Mm-hmm.
And like, of course, and the band, of course, but his voice stands out pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So, last question: if you could own any instrument that an artist has played, who would it be and what would it be?
Acoustic guitar by Elvis.
Mm. Wouldn't that be
just
something?
Because, yeah, it'd be something for sure. And
pretty epic.
I'd imagine it would sound pretty good just because of even the like aging of it. And like I'm sure it was probably not new when he would have gotten it, right? So
nice.
It would have been... be nice to have one of those.
Very nice. Well, I am so happy that you came back on the show. We look forward to the new album coming out too. So you're going to keep me informed and I'll put up the new video the moment it comes out. So
awesome.
Really, really excited for you guys and such a great song. Everybody's going to love this one. And again, and that's What You Doing Tonight. And it's out right now. Say hi to everybody for us and send them all kinds of love for us.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me again, Kim.
Oh, it's no, we look forward to it.
Take care.
Once again, I'd like to thank Chase Kessner for coming on the show from Rivertown Saints. It's been such a pleasure having him back. So great big thank you to him for chatting with us today. You can check out all of my latest interviews at musicsjourney.com and all of the interesting articles with the latest music and videos about all the artists I interview at nowandthenmagazine.com. You can listen to all the favorite interviews on the streaming platforms under Music's Journey Podcast. I have some great shows coming up for you with New Moon Junction, Colin James is going to be here, Dan Davidson, Lemon Cash, James Barker Band, Michelle Wright, Jamie Warren, Theo Thames is going to be here. I haven't talked to him since Canadian Idol, since he won that, so pretty cool. Kendra Kay, Bobby Wills, Rock Band FKB, Farewell Town, Weapons, Kea, Rock Band One Bad Son is going to be here, and so many more. Well, that's it for me, your host, Kim Sear. Thank you for tuning into Music's Journey. Have yourselves a wonderful day, and we'll see you next time here on Music's Journey.
You got plans, break 'em. The moon ain't gonna wait. I've got that pedal down, and I'm headed out your way. I'll flash my headlights, and you'll flash that wild smile. Climb up on your side and slide over while I drive. One hand on the wheel, one arm around you. You're giving me all the feels. Maybe feeling it too. Let's get the wind we have. Flying down in old back foray. Come out a little piece of paradise. Let's get some drink and count. Baby, lay your kisses on me. Burn like the stars and chase the fire. I know a sweet spot. Make sure you're wearing something you don't mind taking off. Hang it up on a limb when it gets too hot, in case you wanna jump in. Baby, ready or